Case number 9830, James W. Bryan, Jr., east of U.S. Route 113, west of Road 406, being Lot A within Martha Timmons Development, a special use exception for a billboard and a variance from the separation and side yard setback requirements.
James Bryan, 38, 38675 Julie Ruth Lane, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Can you explain to the board your request for this billboard?
Yes, sir. I thought about this for some time, primarily for income at the present time, income purposes.
For income?
Also to improve the property as well.
To improve your property?
Yes.
Okay. Then your second request is you need 150-foot variance from the required 300-foot separation?
Yes, sir.
The reason being for that?
You nicked this other property, sir, the fact that it's about 100 and about 200 feet wide at that point, 199 to be exact.
And there's another sign, another billboard there by in that area?
Not at present, except on the other side of the adjoining property.
On the adjoining property?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right next to my line, just about.
Okay. And you need a 22-foot variance from the side yard setback from the 50-foot on that one side, east side of you. Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbor on that side?
No, I haven't, sir.
Okay. You have on there either or you prefer B. You're looking for the a double sign on,
yes,
on a monopole.
Possible.
That's
possible.
What you really want, or
yes,
you'd
sir.
Like to have.
Like to have.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Why is there a need for the variance, the 22-foot?
I think it was because of the width. It wasn't sufficient from the other existing sign on the other side on the other property. Explain to me if I have that correct.
Well, the request is for a 22-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback. It appears
yes.
that there's plenty of room to meet those setback requirements.
I thought so too, but I'm not sure.
Am I mistaken, or?
Is there anything else on the property?
There is a building too. It was erected probably about 8 years ago now.
And what's it used for?
Commercial purposes right now. Storage at present time.
So you're asking to be 28 feet from the property line, the side property line?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any reason why it can't be 50?
Well, none at all as far as I know. I thought it had something to do with the fact that it was another billboard not quite far away.
No, it's just because the sign exceeds 200 square feet, it has to be 50 feet from the side yard.
Well, if that's fine, I guess, if I can do that, you know. I must have been confused about something.
How close would this billboard be to the one that's across the street?
I didn't know there was one across the street. There's one on the adjoining property further down.
Up here then? Okay.
I'm guessing at this probably about 160 feet or something. At the time I made the application, that was explained that I have to have the variance.
Right, because you're not 300. You're not 300 feet then.
No,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
You'd be taller than the other sign,
sir.
You're going to be higher than the other one.
I don't plan to be. Just it's a standard given 25 foot height. Okay. I wasn't asking for a variance on that.
This sign that's on the adjacent property at Weber Well Building, that's not a billboard, is it?
I believe it is.
Oh, it is a billboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it sits on five wooden posts. Why five wooden poles or something?
What are the sign B? What are the dimensions of that sign?
That'd be the same size.
Same size as what?
As the first, that is two-sided sign, the one on the facing the side yard be the same size. They're both the same size, as opposed to having them stack them on one top of another.
Sign B shows the stack. What's the size billboard do you want them to be? Are you requesting that they be?
Well, the maximum size allowed by zoning, whatever that may be.
So you're requesting that you actually would end up with two billboards of 300 square feet on each side?
If that's acceptable, yes. At the time of application, I understood that was possible. Do you have a copy of this, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't have any dimensions on it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, it didn't have the dimensions on it. Ours doesn't. We have them.
Right. No,
there's no dimensions on it. That's what...
Height and width. What are you proposing?
I think it was going to be about 10 foot wide and maybe 15 foot wide, whatever is acceptable under the law. That was the idea that I had.
So each of them 15 high and 20 wide?
I think so. I think if it meets whatever the square footage requirement is. I'm new to all this.
Okay.
I think, as I understood, each side will be 10 by 15, five of the way. I'm not certain.
Well, I guess I'm confused. On your application, you've got that you're requesting a billboard not to exceed 300 square feet per side.
Exactly.
Okay.
So.
But now you're here in front of us requesting
150 on each side.
Okay.
Instead of the maximum 300.
Yeah. I got you. So, okay. So 10 by 15, not...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter.
One letter? Okay. Would you?
He says that he owns the property next to Brian or James Bryan, and there are two billboards set within the legal distances. He feels the proposed billboard would be too close to his and have an adverse effect on his billboard.
Okay.
That's from the Weber side.
From the who? The Weber?
Weber.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9,830 under advisement.
Second.
Okay. Excuse me. A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,830 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement also, sir. But that means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can certainly stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning to, in fact, see if a decision was made.
Thank you, sir,
okay.
Very much.
Yes, appreciate sir.
Take it.